during this COVID-19 period, I'm going to ask the important question. What did you miss? Now, there were a lot of things that, you know, before this even started that I wasn't really in tune with. There are some things that I had already let go of. So once they were gone, I didn't really think about it, tell you the truth. And I'm hearing so many people who are expressing themselves about how they want to get back to doing certain things. But a lot of us are in denial and not admitting that probably the first time in our lives, the things that we were so used to, you pretty much had forgotten about. So in getting into this episode, we're going to get into that question once again. What did you miss?
Remote podcasting just got easier. Introducing Record With Friends 2.0 from Anchor. With more people creating podcasts right now than ever, Anchor is making it easier to record your conversations with anyone, wherever they are in the world, from any device. Invite up to 4 other people to join your recordings. The invite link will open in your guest's preferred browser on desktop or mobile device. Support for Google Chrome coming soon, or in the Anchor app, if you have it. To help you keep track of who's speaking, each guest will be asked to type in their names before joining. So come join me on my D-Win Legacy podcast at anchor.fm. I look forward to working with you.
I will admit to this. I do miss eating out. Especially when I'm at work, which is where I'm on my way to right now this Tuesday morning. But I do miss going to all the different places to get something to grub on. I'm wondering how they're going to make that happen when they open things completely back up. Some places are already open, but of course they all have these restrictions. But like I say, that's one of the things I do miss, is going to my favorite places to get the food that I like to eat. But it's still yet to be seen on how they're going to handle getting things back to a point where we can enjoy the things we do miss after this COVID-19 period. Once again, for another Tuesday morning at work. But the thing I did notice in walking to work this morning, I passed one of the famous places here in Wilmington, Delaware, where a lot of celebrities perform, called the Grand Opera House. And before COVID-19 hit, there was a show scheduled for Sinbad. He's like one of my favorite comedians, and every time he comes to Delaware, I try to get tickets to his show. But unfortunately, his show was sold out. I was like, fuck. You know, now I walk by there this morning, and all the show posters out front have a sign in them saying, we are on a brief intermission. We will be back shortly. So that's a good sign of the potential for, you know, the Grand Opera House opening back up. And I'm hoping that maybe I can get tickets to that show if they reschedule it. But I know they're going to probably accommodate the people that got the show to the point of being sold out first. Maybe they'll add on another show if I'm lucky. But I will admit, that's one of the things that I did miss. But at the same time, I am very aware that it is just entertainment.
I have to pay homage to a very special person who gave me the idea for this topic. I also heard someone mention something about this topic, but it was mentioned in regards to another important matter that was being discussed. But what triggered me to talk about this was a specific question I was asked last week. A close friend of mine hit me on my Facebook Messenger and she asked me, was I a Dallas Cowboy fan? I laughed because I haven't followed sports, especially in the status of a fan, for a real long time now. I figured she may have gone through my photos on Facebook and she may have seen something that I had displayed with the Dallas Cowboys logo on it. I explained to her that no, I'm not a fan, but I will sit and watch a game or two. And I did have my days when I guess I can say I was really into sports and or entertainment. It goes back to the episode that I did talking about men who are fanboys. I also explained, you know, to my close friend that I've outgrown that time in my life, getting myself caught up into getting too overly emotional over sports, celebrities, and entertainment. I thought she was a fan, you know, a female fan of a particular team, but she also explained to me that all this to her is background noise in her household while she does more important things. And this impressed me about her when she told me that. There are so many people who still, you know, their very lives revolve around celebrities, sports, and entertainment. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying what you like, but when these very things have the powerful dynamic to influence you and change how you feel and make decisions, that can become a problem. Even before COVID-19 hit, I wasn't really into any of these things I just spoke about. When COVID-19 started to spread here in the US and started to shut down everything, I guess I have to ask this question. Did you even notice? I didn't, because sports and entertainment were not a priority in my life. And it was just that, entertainment. There are so many people I have heard saying how much they miss watching, you know, the games on television, or, you know, being able to go to a concert or see a live show. But did you really miss it? Please don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be able to do any of these things. But we also have to come to terms that the two things we all learned during these, you know, last couple, 3 months is that we learn more about ourselves and what we can pretty much go without. Me personally, I didn't miss any of these things a lot of people are going so crazy over and can't wait to get back to. And as you already are seeing, as things open back up, there are large amounts of people making bad decisions, rushing back into crowds, into the, you know, general population. I have my own theories about COVID-19, but I'm still not going to insert myself around a large crowds of people so quickly. We still have to be patient and analyze the situation more closely. Hell, I never did that shit when, you know, shit was so-called normal. So it's still a good idea to fall back and observe. And it's understandable. We have been cooped up in the house for some time now, but we still have to be smart when we go out. So I'm still asking the question, all the things that was lost during COVID-19, during that period, did you miss it? Or did you learn more about yourself and come to terms in knowing the things you could live without? Show your support for the D-Win Legacy Podcast and head on over to our dwinlegacy.com website and check out our items from our apparel to our products that will get you ready for the spring and the summer season. So head on over right now to dwinlegacy.com. That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the D-Win Legacy Podcast. And I can say I'm pretty thrilled that I'm going to be moving on to other topics. I just thought it was important to cover this period in time that we all had to endure. And now that we're starting to see some light and things are opening back up, go out there and enjoy yourselves. Do the things that you love to do. But please, please, still be careful. And we'll be back next week with another episode that will make you think. Peace.